This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. I'm Lori Baranski and you're listening to an official podcast from the New England Patriots. We're here with Alicia Badaro again. Hello, Alicia.
Hi, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm doing lovely. Thank you for coming out today. Usually come
My
out to
pleasure.
See me.
I know.
This is what, your third podcast, I think?
Yes, it is. I did two last year with you, so.
You love me.
I know. I have to see you at least once a week or else it just gets weird.
Dear. We were a good company last year.
I know.
We were three, I was a four.
And you were my captain.
I know. Good times. How are things this year?
They're good. My captains are now Stacy and Brianna. They're great too.
Are you next to one of them?
I am. I'm next to Stacey.
See, you luck out.
Yeah, I know, because then I do everything right.
I know.
Basically.
You can't miss a beat with her right next to you. Anything new going on in the life of Alicia Badaro?
Yes, actually. I got a puppy last week.
Oh, what?
It's a Maltese. His name is Romeo, and he's Romeo. 3 pounds. He's so cute.
Aw, he's only 3 pounds.
He's absolutely adorable.
How cute. He's white?
He's white, all white, black eyes and a black nose.
Do you dress him up?
Not really. I got this harness and it's like a little mesh jacket and I put it on him to go put a leash on him and he started biting it and wouldn't have it.
Aww. Who got him for you?
I actually bought him and I think the deal is with my parents, if I take care of him, then they'll reimburse me.
Hopefully you're 10 years old.
I know. He was a lot of money.
You're a nut. That is nice of your parents, though, to reimburse you for.
Well, it was the biggest purchase I've ever made, so.
Yeah, they can be expensive, the breeders.
I know. I did so much research, too. I made sure I found a good breeder.
Are you taking care of him?
I am. I'm doing a very good job.
Well, you know, it shows a lot of responsibility.
It
on
does.
Your part.
It does. I have to brush him every morning.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20 years old with a puppy, taking care of him. I'm very proud of him.
Yes, I know. It's a big responsibility.
It is. How's school?
It's good. I actually just came from class today.
You had a quiz today?
I had a quiz today, yes, in psychology, which is my new minor.
Don't you love psychology once you start, like, listening
yeah,
to everything that goes on?
That's why I declared it my minor. I went to go see a lady about my classes for the semester, and she was like, you know, if you take 2 more psychology classes, it can be a minor. And I was like, good, I probably would anyways.
It's interesting.
It is. It's more interesting than business, which is, I go to a business school. But.
Yeah, I hear ya. So how do you think you did today?
I think I did good.
Okay. So
do
you get a nice little present from your parents if you do well in school?
No, I don't. No.
Are you lying?
If I do bad, I probably will never get the money back for the dog, but no.
Okay, I'll lay off a little bit. Anything else? How's the boyfriend?
No boyfriend anymore.
Woohoo! No boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. It's actually been a while. We break up all the time. We've been on and off for about 5 years.
I think we talked
years,
about him on our last podcast.
Probably.
We just need to stop.
It was probably an off time, I think it was, too.
But goodness. Off yeah. times. Yeah. All right, back to cheerleading.
Okay.
Enough about this boy.
Sounds good.
So lately there's been a lot of speculation on the Patriots and everything that's been going on, cheating or whatnot. Have you been hearing a lot of it?
Oh, I have, not only in the press and the newspaper and everything, but every time we go to promotions, the first question that people ask us.
Yeah, I bet. And, you know, it's not only just NFL cheerleaders that get that kind of thing. It's, you know, when you're in high school and rumors are going around and, oh, did you hear about this one and did you hear about that one? And you have to maintain your stamina.
I know.
And you have that uniform virtually on and off the field.
Mm-hmm. Even off the field, yeah, people always ask me about it. And it's best to just stay out of it. You don't necessarily want to start talking about it.
Right. Well, in your case, you literally just have no idea.
No,
and no
I
one
mean,
understands
no.
that.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
But in high school and stuff like that, it's better to just keep your head high and worry about yourself.
Not let it affect you.
Right. And it can get kind of tough, like when you're going to parties and stuff and things that aren't supposed to happen and stuff like that.
I know.
You got to remember that you are upholding the title of the school.
High school's a big time for rumors and everything. You have to remember that not everyone's always nice about things. And
are you still friends with people from high school?
I actually am. I'm really good friends with all my best friends from high school are still my best friends now. So.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. They actually all go to Merrimack, so I'm always up at Merrimack on the weekends.
That's awesome.
Everyone but me goes there. So.
But you're doing good, and you went to Merrimack for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I went to Merrimack my freshman year. I just always wanted to go to Bentley.
So you followed suit. You did what you were supposed to do.
I know. For a year, I did, yeah.
Very good, very good. Mm-hmm. So any other tips about women that are, you know, in the wrong position about having their uniform on all the time? And I put that in quotes. You know, for bad situations and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it is a good idea to always...
Just remember. I know a lot of... When we were in high school, we didn't have any, like, rules about what you can do in your uniform, not out. But I knew, like, rivalry schools did.
Mm-hmm.
Rivals.
Everything you do reflects the organization, whether you're...
Right.
I mean, not necessarily when you're just on the field, when you're off the field, when you're out at a party with all your friends, people still know.
Right.
Generally. And you still have to act accordingly.
Well put. Very well put.
Thank you.
So are you going to join us again soon?
I am.
Yeah? When?
For soon? The podcast?
Yeah. I want you to come back soon.
In a few weeks, probably before Halloween, right?
Oh, good.
I think I'll come back.
Good. We'll make a date of it.
And give you a visit, yes.
Are you going to bring me some Halloween candy?
I'll bring you candy.
I'm a big fan of candy.
What do you like?
Everything. It's candy.
Okay, I'll bring you everything. I'll bring you a goodie bag.
Sounds like a plan. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.